Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Okay, so we are a wide receiver show, Matt, but man, there were some serious running back moves made in the first day here of NFL free agency. Starting with Saquon to the Eagles. Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles. 3 years, $46.75 million. 26 of that is guaranteed. I did the math here. Two franchise tags for Saquon Barkley would be worth about $24 million in guaranteed money. So he did beat that in terms of the guaranteed money and then also tax on that third year as well. I don't think he'll see that third year, but he's also young enough, I think, to cash in again after 2 years of this deal with the Philadelphia Eagles.
One thing I've sort of challenged myself on when it comes to all these countless hours of discussions with running back value and all that stuff is two moves really made me sort of challenge myself on sort of my priors here, because you look at ecosystems like the 49ers and ecosystems like the Detroit Lions and you think, you know what, you drop any old running back behind those offensive lines and those big time, the system that the 49ers have built, and any running back is going to be successful. And really, we've seen that, right? Like, I mean, the damn Lions, too, like, they got a league high in rushing touchdowns out of Jamal Williams. So, like, I think that those teams could have a real belief that, oh, yeah, we can just throw anyone back there. But those two teams did anything but that. They sought out premium talent in Christian McCaffrey and Jahmyr Gibbs, like, big moves, to get real talent at that position. And I think an ecosystem that could elevate any old talent at running back and instead elevate the ecosystem, really weaponize the ecosystem at running back there is what they wanted to do. And I think that the Eagles, who have been really kind of cycling in Miles Sanders and they cycle in, DeAndre Swift last year, who gets a pretty wild deal from the Bears, but that's another another talking point for a different time. I think they see Barkley as a unique opportunity to get a guy who's not at McCaffrey's talent and not as young and explosive as Jahmyr Gibbs, but sort of maybe their kind of window to their dollar store Walmart version of getting that type of weaponization of their rushing ecosystem. It wasn't the same last year. Nothing was really the same on that offense, but even without Jason Kelce, it still should be a good offensive line, although Kelce's retirement loss is obviously so huge. Still should be a good rushing ecosystem with the lanes that Jalen Hurts gives them. So I see where they're kind of going for with this Barkley thing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is a player that last year, 2023 Giants offense was an absolute train wreck. He still compiled 1,242 total yards, right? And again, I think, if anything, Matt, I think what's really interesting here is, and you talked about this, I believe, in last week's show, in regards to Philadelphia, you could justify them making a move at wide receiver. I'll throw this out to you. Now, running quarterbacks generally don't throw to running backs, but I do think Saquon is a little bit of a different animal. Do you think that he gives the Eagles an extra layer, an extra passing option opposite A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith?
I struggle with this because I think we are not really giving, and we've talked a little bit about this on the show, that I think we're not really giving enough credence to just like how different this offense is going to look with Kellen Moore calling the shots here. Like, how is Jalen Hurts going to fit into that? Are we going to see a different Jalen Hurts than what we've seen the last few years? I think that's a big part of this story. It definitely gives them another option, and I've argued that they really need, like, another pitch in the pass game. We talk about that on the wide receiver needs show, that, like, I think they need another pitch there. Maybe Barkley can do that for them. But honestly, like, if we're being real, like, Barkley's been a fine pass catcher, but he's not, like, a difference-making pass catcher.
He's not
CMC. You
know
CMC. What I'm saying? No, he's not CMC. No. And honestly, like, probably 90% of the time we talk about a running back in the passing game, it doesn't quite have the same impact that we think. Even Jahmyr Gibbs, who we talked about, you know, it was like, wow, this guy's going to be a big-time pass catcher in the league. He's going to be so explosive. You're going to line him up and, like, do option route stuff. I mean, you know, they just kind of really used him as a running back. You know, they really just used him as a running back. So I think that that's probably where I come down with the Barkley stuff, that they needed to make the running game better first and foremost before we talk about anything about the passing game.
I know it seems like a million years ago, but his rookie season had 2,000 total yards, right? I mean, they threw him the ball, Matt, 121 times his rookie season. He caught 91 of them for a good 721 through the air.
Long time ago, though.
Yeah, that was no doubt about it. But again, four out of his 6 years in the league, he's been, you know, over 1,200 scrimmage yards. I mean, in 2022, he had 1,650. His second year in the league, he had 1,441 through 13 games. Through 13 games, he had 1,441. So Saquon's an absolute difference maker. I don't know if the injuries are catching up. Maybe they will.
Yeah,
I do think, though, in a healthier offense, hey, man, you're the king of this. You love talking about running backs in good, you know, healthy offensive ecosystems. And certainly, I think that's what we have here. It's certainly an upgrade, Jesus Christ, over what they had in New York, you know. So I think this could be a really nice pickup, and it is a really nice pickup for Philadelphia. But I think it's going to be – it could be a really good match between these two parties in Saquon Barkley and Philadelphia. I think the Eagles need an extra weapon, and I think Saquon Barkley is going to be so happy to be playing for a competitive team in 2024.
Hopefully he likes pushing Jalen Hurts, you know, on the tush push, because he's going to be a part of that. And he's got those big quads too, right?
Right.
So,
man.
You know, he'll
what are those two guys
there.
Combining to bench? What are those two guys combining to squat, dude? Holy hell.
I need to know. I definitely need to know the squat off results between Saquon and Jalen Hurts. I need to know.
I mean, dude, that's got to be minimum 1,000 pounds. We're probably pushing 1,200 pounds between the two of them. I mean, that's a lot of force back there. That's a lot of force back. So you lose Kelsey. That's okay. You get Saquon's back there. You get a little extra push. So
a little extra push in the tush. That's what we're looking for in Philadelphia.
That's it. That's what we need. That is what we need here. Okay, so Saquon goes to Philadelphia. Josh Jacobs, another Pro Bowler, goes to the Packers, and then Green Bay turns around and says, Aaron Jones, thank you for your service. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. They cut and release Aaron Jones after signing Josh Jacobs. Your thoughts there as the Raider, former Raider, goes to the Packers?
It sucks for Aaron Jones, I think, honestly.
Hell yeah, it does.
It sucks for Aaron Jones, who he's such a good player. Clearly, is still a good player when he's healthy. But the when he's
exactly.
healthy, I think, is an optimal word here, because the 2023 season taught us a couple of things. It taught us that the Packers' development plan with Jordan Love worked out perfectly. Also taught us that they really hit on pass catcher. You know, all these day two, day three pass catcher picks all are good in some levels, right? But it also taught us that this offense is just not the same when Aaron Jones is not out there. You know, the drop off from Aaron Jones to AJ Dillon and the rest of these guys was just like, it was too extreme, really, to work with. And I think that probably at this point, the Packers have now had, they cut Aaron Jones' pay last year. They probably had another round of pay cut discussions. And I think that's a lot for, like, a player to just take, you know, like, all right, just keep knocking my pay down every year, even though I'm still good. So I think there was like an impasse that they reached. And again, it really sucks for Aaron Jones, who I've talked to multiple times. Great, great guy, great player. One of my favorites to watch at running back the last few years. So this does sting, but with how important the run game is to this offense and just like how many injuries that Jones has been dealing with of late, I understand why they went to look in a different direction, but still prioritize the position. And again, they're in a unique situation too, because you have all these pass catchers on rookie contracts. Like I haven't seen the numbers yet on Josh Jacobs' contract, but I'm sure it's somewhere between the Barkley and then the, like, you know, DeAndre Swift, Tony Pollard type range. You can afford to do that at running back when you have all these cheap pass catchers at this point. So I like the move for them, even if it does really suck for Aaron Jones.
Look, not only did Aaron Jones have a good season, Matt, he was the straw that stirred the drink. You know, when he was out, the Packers offense did not look good, period. Okay, and that's, and by the way, that is big for a Matt LaFleur system. Like, you have to have these guys. He needs to, absolutely needs a running back that can get you yards and generate yards and you know, open up the play action. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. When it was A.J. Dillon, offense looked not functional.
Not so good.
When it was Aaron Jones, the offense looked fantastic, right? So that's part of it where you're like, man, that's got to stick in your craw. Not only did he have a good season, he was an integral part of the offense to when they were good, right? So, and then they said, okay, hey, again, great job. Thanks for the service. We're moving on. That part of it seems a little harsh to me. And I am surprised that Green Bay didn't make a little bit more of a concerted effort to bring him back.
I mean, Aaron Jones' last five games, 127 rushing yards, 120 rushing yards, 111 rushing yards, 118 incredible. Yards, 108 yards. Like, it wasn't as if he didn't finish strong. He finished with five straight 100-yard games.
He was super explosive.
Awesome. I mean, like, multiple games over six at or above 6 yards per carry. But then the problem is you look at the game log before that, and it's a lot of, like, inactive.
Four
carries, you know, seven. Right. Like, I just think we'd gotten to a point with Aaron Jones where, like I said, I think probably there was a pride aspect to play here, and I don't blame him. Like, he has a reason for saying, hey, this is how I finished the season. Like, why wouldn't you, like, come on, like, let's work this out. And, you know, they're pretty staunch with what they want to do. But, yeah, I mean, Jones is at a point in his career where you don't typically trend back the other direction, right?
True.
At running back.
And yeah, because he's going to be 30.
Right, he's going to be 30, and Josh Jacobs is, like, sneaky, still pretty young. He's 26 years old. He'll be 26 this season. So I think he's just he's handled a lot of work, but he's a fresher, younger player that I think they can maybe rely on a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll see we'll see if he's a good system fit too. You know, I think that part of it goes a little bit underrated in terms of some of these signings. So, I don't know. We'll see. In 2022, obviously, Josh Jacobs was fantastic. Compiled 2,053 total yards. He had 12 total touchdowns. And in 2023, obviously not nearly the same player. Didn't get the amount of work. He went from 340 attempts to 233 attempts. He went from 1,650 on the ground to 805. So, more than a 50% reduction there in terms of total yards. Although, it is fair to say, for much of the season, the Raiders were not, they weren't invested, let's just say, in McDaniels and all that. So I think that part of it, I think, makes a little bit of sense. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we get a rejuvenated Josh Jacobs there for Green Bay. But, it does suck for Aaron Jones, who, by the way, Green Bay also moved on from Bakhtiari. So, you know, some of these legacy guys, man, the Green Bay is just moving on.
I mean, they'll all be on the Jets soon. Aaron Rodgers, GM, front office, shadow GM, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Jones, Bakhtiari combo to the Jets. Sure, why not? Let's make it happen.
I mean, Bakhtiari, at least, like, that's going to happen for sure. I don't know about that, Aaron Jones, but Bakhtiari, he'll for sure be on the Jets roster by the end of the week.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so that's the show, man. Obviously, we didn't get to all the storylines. We'll get to some more of these storylines in our next show, but for now, we got to go, man. From Matt Harmon, I'm James Coe. We will see you, and remember, it's never too late to chase your dreams. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.